There was no shortage of applause, glad handing, and backslapping at Albany City Hall Wednesday morning as Mayor Jerry Jennings, a Democrat, publicly announced what he had previously revealed in an open letter sent to members of the press and city officials Tuesday night, announcing his intention not to seek re-election.
The time has come. I made a decision. I weighed everything very carefully.
While marking the end of this chapter of his nearly four-decade career in public service, first as a teacher and administrator with Albany City Schools, and then as a common council member and as mayor, Jennings dispelled any notions of resignation or an otherwise lame-duck administration to finish his final term.
I have a lot of work to do over the next 7.5 months, okay? So don't think we're slowing down.
In his remarks, Jennings thanked the city's department heads and members of the Albany Common Council. He also summarized his nearly 20-year mayoral tenure, recalling his thoughts in the days following his 1994 inauguration, which followed his surprise election.
Now what do I do? What do I do now? I tried to do what was best for everyone, tried to bring the city together as one neighborhood. And, you know, we've had a lot of great success stories. Yes, we've had $1 billion of investment. Yes, we've had a lot of new initiatives here in the city of Albany, but there's still work to do.
Jennings' announcement came just hours before the full Albany County Democratic Committee was set to meet to designate candidates for several offices up for election this year, including mayor. Jennings reportedly had received the backing of the Democrats' Candidate Review Committee at its meeting this past Saturday, but the endorsement of the party's executive committee was reportedly awarded to Albany City Treasurer Kathy Sheehan, who announced her mayoral candidacy last month. Former Common Councilor and 11th Ward Democratic leader Corey Ellis is also a candidate for the nomination. The mayor was asked if he was disappointed in his treatment by the committee.
No, not really. No big deal. I didn't meet with them. I just dropped a few letters off to them and informed a couple of them what was going on. And that was it.
Rumors have been swirling as to who else might enter the race for weeks prior to Jennings' announcement. Albany Common Councilor Barbara Smith, who was supporting Sheehan in this year's primary after endorsing Corey Ellis in 2009, tells WAMC that it's probably too late for anyone else to successfully enter the race.
There are so many parts of a citywide campaign, even a ward campaign for council. I don't know how someone would do it unless they've been a stealth candidate completely under the radar.
Asked how she might differ from Jennings if she becomes the city's next mayor, Kathy Sheehan tells WAMC that the issues facing Albany today aren't necessarily the problems of 20 years ago.
The mayor realizes, and he and I have discussed this, that the city faces some real challenges. We have a structural deficit, and we, you know, face some fiscal challenges that are very different than what we faced in the past.
To the next mayor, Jennings offered this advice.
Just believe in what you're doing. It's not an 8-to-5 job. It's 24/7, you know, 365 days a year. I guess my staff, they've all aged a lot since I took over. And basically, get the right people involved and, you know, stop divisiveness, bring people together. This is one neighborhood. It's not 15. It's one city. Everyone's the same. And that's how you have to operate.
While Jennings has presided over several major projects and technological improvements in the city, crime has remained a concern for constituents and is likely to become an issue in the coming campaign. Jennings is the second longest-serving mayor in the city's history, next to Erastus Corning II, who held the office for 41 years. Patrick Donjes, WAMC News.